President Barack Obama was in Camden today to talk about community policing and his vision for strengthening it across the country. As WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, the president also wants to restrict the flow of military hardware to local police.
In 2011, budget woes forced Camden's police department to cut its force by almost half. The following year, the small city set a new record for murders. Today, the old city department has been replaced by a county-run one that's more focused on community police relations. President Obama says Camden is now a symbol of promise for the nation.
When you match courage with compassion, with care and understanding of the community, like we've seen here in Camden, some really outstanding things can begin to happen.
As of this spring, violent crime is down 36% in Camden compared to 2012, murders by 50%. Obama says those gains have been a bright spot for residents and officers.
They're enjoying their jobs more because they feel as if over time they can have more of an impact, and they're getting more help from the community because the community's seen them and knows them before there's a crisis, before there's an incident.
The president's remarks came hours after his administration released a lengthy report emphasizing the need for improved outreach and community policing in high-crime areas. Among the recommendations, that police serve like guardians, not warriors, and work collaboratively with the community. The president also wants to bar local departments from using federal funds to buy armored vehicles or high-caliber weapons. Camden also recently became one of the country's newest promise zones. That makes it easier for the city to secure federal funding for initiatives aimed at tackling quality of life issues. Addressing some of the underlying factors tied to the city's long history of violent crime will likely be part of those efforts. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.